Java is very much like C++. It's based on C, but there are some very key differences. First and foremost, Java is an object-oriented programming language. So much so that everything in Java must reside inside of a class. There's no such thing as a global main program or global variables. Everything has to be within a class. A class is made up of two types of things, fields, in other words, data members, and methods, member functions, very similar to C++. There is also no concept of a local static variable, as you can have in C. The only static variables you can have are class variables, and we're not going to talk about those. In C and C++, you have seen how we can separate declaration from definition. For example, in a header file, we'll put the declarations of functions, and then the definition will reside elsewhere. And since C was designed in the day of file-based computing, then that seemed like a natural thing to do, but Java frees the programmer from having to worry about where things go. Pretty much it does. And it takes away the dimension of freedom, but responsibility of separating declaration and definition. In other words, everything has to be defined once and for all, fully, within a class definition. If you went through the pointer chapters, you probably saw that there certainly is room in C to make some mistakes with pointers. They're very powerful. They give the programmer what you need in certain instances. But they're also a source of bugs. And so a large class of programming applications like, things that aren't so much embedded applications or things that don't really need hardware access and control. That's a very large class of applications. Well, for them, Java can be a little simpler because you don't worry about the complications of pointers. Another thing that is missing in Java, but it really isn't much of a problem, is a preprocessor. But there is an import facility that allows you to include things defined elsewhere. And actually, it's a little easier to use than in C because there is a convention of where those things are located. So if you follow the conventions that are established with Java, it's very easy to manage a large project and to partition your files into different places on your disk. And it works really quite nicely.